From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, September 23rd through Sunday, September 25th. I am Lynn Sloniker. Phil Grant is taking the day off. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Daily Mail, organizers of the annual Mountain Jam Music Festival have announced that next year's event will take place June 16th to 18th, a week later than in the past. According to Drew Prasad of Town Square Media, the change was made because of the weather. For the first time in the festival's history, a portion of the event had to be canceled this year due to inclement weather. Quote, "People enjoy a music festival more when it is 70 degrees and sunny," end quote, he said. Concertgoers who already bought tickets have 9 months to ask for a refund if they cannot make the new date. Mountain Jam is a collaboration between Town Square Media and Chet 5 Festivals with Radio Woodstock and Government Mule guitarist Warren Haynes. Casey Seeler reported at Capital Confidential, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman reached a settlement Friday, September 23rd, with Donald Trump's hotel chain over, quote, "multiple episodes in which credit card information and other personal data were exposed by malware that invaded the chain's computer system," end quote. Trump International Hotels Management will pay $50,000 in penalties and promise to improve its data security practices. Schneiderman's office is also investigating a civil case against the Republican presidential nominee's Trump University involving alleged fraud. Trump has denied those allegations. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper, as quickly as one seat on the Ichabod Crane Board of Education was filled, another was vacated. At its September 20th meeting, the board chose Daniel Cohn, a local minister and IRS employee, to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of John Chandler last month. Board President Anthony Welcome said Tracy Farrell tendered her resignation last week due to work commitments. Farrell works with the State Education Department School Turnaround Office. She was elected to the Ichabod Crane Board in 2015. Welcome said the board will reach out to one of the two candidates who submitted letters of interest for the seat now held by Cohen. Cohen's appointment was effective immediately and runs through May 16th. Julia Reichel reported in the Watershed Post, police have charged a 14-year-old student in connection with a bomb scare at the Onteora Middle School on Thursday, September 22nd. The threat prompted the evacuation of the school. According to information supplied by the Ulster County Sheriff's Office, a member of the school staff found a note that said a bomb was about to go off on campus. The threat was eventually determined not credible by the police. The student was charged with falsely reporting an incident, a Class E felony, and released into the custody of parents. The case was referred to Ulster County Family Court. Emily Masters reported in the Times Union, pistol permit application fees will decrease in Columbia County this week. Beginning October 1st, the price tag to apply for a license will be $87, down from $89.75. The change is due to the use of technology in submitting fingerprints. The FBI's ability to receive the information electronically makes for a more streamlined process for background checks and lower processing fees, according to the County Sheriff's Office. Katie Kosajansky reported in the Register Star, the town of Livingston has halted all mining activities and pending applications to mine for a period of 3 months. The Livingston Town Board voted this week to enact the moratorium following its second public hearing on the question. Board member Phil Massaro was alone in his opposition to the local law. The moratorium is a response to public concern over the application of Red Wing sand and gravel to mine land just north of Elizaville on County Route 19 between County Route 8 and Hapeville Road. Opposition to the application focused on concerns about increased traffic, noise, air pollution, and children's safety. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany says it followed church law when it closed St. Patrick's Church in Catskill, despite what local parishioners believe. Diocesan officials said this week Bishop Edward Scharfenberger fulfilled the church's requirements and signed a decree on July 8th, relegating the Bridge Street Church from divine to secular use. According to the decree, the church was structurally unsound and deteriorating, and renovation of the building was cost prohibitive. Neither the parish or the diocese could afford the estimated $2.2 million it would take to restore the historic building. Friends of St. Pat's leaders denied ever receiving such a decree. Anthony Petriani said parish leaders were not notified of the edict. Friends co-leader Deborah Johnson was equally distressed. Because the group was unaware the decree was issued, the opportunity to appeal and thereby possibly reverse the closure may have been lost, she said. Quote, if it was published in the church bulletin and we missed it, we're done, end quote, Johnson said. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting there will be areas of frost before 9 a.m. Monday. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 67. Monday night, showers are likely, mainly after 2 a.m. Overnight is expected to be mostly cloudy with a low around 54. For the next 2 days, on Tuesday, showers are likely, mainly before 10 a.m., and mostly cloudy throughout the day. The high is expected to be near 69. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 47. Wednesday should be a partly sunny day, with a high near 70. Wednesday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 49. Sunrise today is at 6:48 a.m. The sun will set at 6:44 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for Monday, September 26th. This is Lynn Sloniker from the WGXE Newsroom.